Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Before I begin today's podcast, it's time for our annual subscription drive. As most of you know, the cost of printing a magazine like Lenswork is tied directly to the size of the press run. Our printer has let us know that we're getting so close to the next pricing tier that if we can just add 200 more subscribers, that's it, 200 more, they can guarantee their current price through the end of the year. So if you're not currently a subscriber to Lenswork and you're missing so many great images and projects, now would be a great time for you to join with your own subscription. For those of you who are current subscribers to Lenswork, if you're part of a photo group or a club or maybe an online forum, please share your enthusiasm for Lenswork and suggest that they subscribe. Or better yet, if you can swing it, consider buying a gift subscription for a friend or two you know. They'll appreciate it, I'll really appreciate it, and you can help us keep our current subscription rates without an increase for the rest of the year. You can subscribe, of course, at our website, which is www.lenswork.com. Thanks so much. Now on to today's topic. We, of course, are photographers, and maybe even we would use the appellation artists. But just for a minute, imagine you have a different kind of hobby. So let's say you're a golfer, or you play flag football, or baseball, or horseshoes, or darts, or bridge, or possibly even baking pies. So many of these activities involve a score. So your success can be defined by the score, even if you bake pies. Do you win the blue ribbon? That's a kind of competition. So many different activities that we participate in involve scoring, and keeping track numerically of how we succeed is a part of the joy of the hobby or pursuit. Well, with all the time and energy and effort you put into photography, how do you define success? We don't keep score, at least most of us don't. There are organizations that will pass out blue ribbons for pictures, but probably most people who listen to my podcasts or are subscribers to Lenswork or something, I doubt too many of them are involved in that kind of photography. So how do you define success? Are you successful when you've made an interesting picture? Are you successful when someone compliments you on it or perhaps purchases it? Are you successful when you have a gallery exhibition or a book published? Defining success seems to me to be an important step in planning our efforts, because if we don't know how we define success, then how do we know what activities, what actions to take? There are some obvious yardsticks we could use. Technical success is probably the first one that comes to mind. Do you define artistic success when you can make a giant print because you've mastered the controls of the camera and the technology and computer and darkroom work, etc.? If you can make a giant print, maybe that defines your success. But it's just a technical success. And I don't mean to diminish it, but that's a different thing from an artistic success. Another technical success is when you get the colors and the tones just exactly right. But that may not make an artistic success. What about if you define technical success when it turns out exactly the way you wanted it? So your pre-visualized image when you press the shutter is exactly what you get in the print. Is that a measure of success? Or is that a measure of competence and skill and practice and knowledge? What about the image itself? Do we consider it an artistic success when it's composed cleanly? Well, what do we mean by that? Composition is one of those fuzzy things. It's not the rule of thirds. It's not following some sort of arbitrary plan for the geographic layout of items in your print. But that's certainly something we pay attention to, something we strive for. Is an image successful when it has a visual wow factor, when people look at it and their breath are taken away? when you look at it and your breath is taken away, if it has that wow factor, does that make it a successful piece of artwork? Or does it mean that you've just accomplished something that maybe no one before you has thought of doing? And so people look at your print and say, wowee, that's fantastic, never seen that before. Which is a real indication of how they think about it. Or is an image successful when it says what you want it to say? Which is a combination of technology and technique and composition and layout and design. When you're able to communicate visually what you intended to communicate emotionally. Maybe that's how you define success. And then there's a whole parameter about audience reactions. Is an image successful when you get applause or online, maybe thumbs up? Is that what defines success? What if you get 10 thumbs up? Does that define success? Or is that sort of a disappointment because you didn't get a million thumbs up? But if you get a million, is that a disappointment because you didn't get 2 million? What level of applause or thumbs up approval do you use in defining your artistic success? As far as the audience goes, do you consider a success when it sells? But if it doesn't sell, then it's not successful. Or I suppose, sort of related, do you consider it a success when it's published? So a lot more people would see it than would likely see your original print. And then there's perhaps personal satisfaction that can define our success. Do you consider a piece of work successful when you're proud of it? When it gives you a positive feeling? When it thrills you, perhaps even still, years later? Is that how you define success? I don't know. I know one thing, though, and that is you're the only one who can define your artistic success. But I find that lots of photographers haven't given it much thought. They get so involved in doing photography, they never stop to think about what success means to them. And so what photography kind of easily boils down to is collecting work. And we all have an inventory of images that we like. And I find, for a lot of people, that defines artistic success. If I've got a box or two of prints that I really like and that I can show to people when they come over to visit the house, that's what defines success. Which means that success is somehow a combination of qualitative approval and volumetric production. But then again, those boxes that you have in the closet that are your volumetric production may not have very interesting artwork in it. Somehow, I can't help but think that this is all related to the question about how one defines fine art photography, which is a fundamentally undefinable term. And so maybe thinking about how we define artistic success for ourselves is an intellectual game that doesn't lead to anything very productive. On the other hand, I can't help but think that it's the key to keeping our momentum going, to deciding what we need to learn, where we need to photograph, how we need to photograph, why we need to photograph. I wouldn't at all be surprised that if you put together 100 photographers, you might get 100 different answers as to how they define artistic success. What I would propose is that for each of us, it is an important question, because if we can't define success for ourselves and for our work, then how do we know what to pursue and how to pursue it? It also occurs to me that how we define success probably changes over time. When I was in my 20s, I defined success as making a picture that was sharply focused and had the right tones. That's about all I had to pursue because it was so far above my skill set, my capabilities, that I spent lots of years just trying to figure out how to make a good print. But in my 40s, that became pretty easy to accomplish because I had paid my dues and learned what I needed to learn. And now that I'm in my 70s, I define artistic success different than I did in my 40s. So it changes over time. I hope. It would seem to me to be a good thing that we're not pursuing the same goals in our 70s that we were pursuing in our 20s. If that's the case, it would seem to indicate some sort of stagnation, and I would hope that our decades in photography would lead somehow to progress, to maturity, to deeper vision, to better photographs. Doesn't it make sense that in order to get there, we have to know how we define success? And success, by the way, is a slightly different thing than satisfaction. I can be satisfied that I've produced something, but I may not consider it a success if it fails in a different parameter. This is really a tricky issue, but I think lies at the core of the artistic life. If you can't define success, then by default, you are sort of nonplussed. You don't know what to do next. And I would go so far as to say that if you don't know what to do next, that may be an indication that you have not yet sufficiently defined artistic success. Goals are a powerful thing, and goals are directly related to success. I've told this story before, so forgive me if you've heard it, but in the 1980s, I was at a social event and being introduced to a new person by a mutual friend who said, "This is Brooks Jensen, he's a photographer." And the natural question came up, "Well, what kind of photography do you do?" And I said, "Well, I do basically landscapes and abstracts." And this person said, "Oh, I'd love to see him. I love that kind of work. Would you mind if I came by your house at some time so that I could see your work?" I said, "No, that'd be great." And then cringed because in my mind's eye, that I was not going to verbalize, I found myself hoping they would never follow up on that because I didn't have anything to show. I had a lot of effort, I had a lot of negatives, I had a lot of practice prints, but I didn't have anything that I had finished. And faced with that reality, I defined for myself a new project, which was to print and finish, matted, completed, everything, 100 finished prints. And I called it the 100 Print Project, and set about the task of doing that. It was a goal that drove me, day after day, week after week, to find in my negative files and print to the best of my abilities and then mat and sign them. That was a lot of work. But at the end of the 100 prints, I definitely felt like I had defined an artistic success for that point in my life. From that point forward, I knew I had 100 prints that I could show anybody that were images I would be proud of. That does not define artistic success for me here in my 70s, but it surely did back then in my youth. So defining artistic success might be a moving target, might be something that you have to update from time to time. So how old are you now? It's a rhetorical question because obviously this is a podcast. But how old are you now? What successes have you had along the way that you can define as a part of your personal creative life history? That might be important to know. But then flip that around and say, what are the artistic successes that you want to define for yourself for the next 5, 10, 15 years? For the next 5 or 10 days? Defining success is a continual process that I think is at the core of the creative life, because if you can't define what success will be now for the work you need to be doing now, then what work will you do? Are you just pooping around? This is, strangely enough, one of the reasons why I really like project-oriented photography. Because when you define a project and say, I want to do this, whether it's 100 prints or a Seeing in Sixes project, or a submission to LensWork, or whatever. Once you've defined it, it motivates you to do the work. There is a natural magnetism that will draw you forward and help combat lethargy, laziness, indecision, lack of motivation, excuses. All of those are overcome the minute you define what could be an artistic success in your creative path. Going out and taking pictures is fun, but going out and taking pictures at random with no idea why or what you're doing can lead to a lot of wasted time, unless your definition of success is just to be out in the world enjoying it, in which case I'm not sure it's an artistic success, but it might be a personal one. Artistic success usually has to do with wanting to produce something, and I think that something needs to be defined so you're not just fumbling around in the dark, so to speak. I'd go one step farther and say that the successful artistic life is measured by the achievement of defined artistic successes one after another. The first goal might be technical-oriented, and then image-oriented, and then audience-oriented, and maybe followed by publication-oriented, a series of artistic successes that were defined and achieved. And don't forget to include the element of fun. That can be a defined artistic success. There's all kinds of ways to do it, and I think to some degree we each have to find our own path. But that idea of an artistic path can dissolve into a sort of fuzzy concept that doesn't mean anything and doesn't provide you motivation, doesn't give you direction, doesn't encourage actions unless you define what success will be. It's been my experience that once you define what artistic success is for now, for wherever you are in your artistic path, once you define success, you'll be amazed how much that motivates you to produce and to accomplish something, which of course is the core of being an artist. Artists who think but don't produce are sort of fooling themselves. As one of my early workshop teachers said so many years ago, the word photographer is a verb. It's not a noun. Photographers are people who do things, who make photographs, who accomplish things. But how do you accomplish things if you don't know what and why you want to accomplish them? That's why defining artistic success is such an important process that supersedes the technical challenges or the individual images you produce or how the audience reacts or how you feel about your work. Those are all ways to define success, but it's up to each of us to make those definitions and let it power our work forward. If you can't write down in a sentence or two, on a piece of paper, what your definition of artistic success is for the next months or years, I would propose you don't really have a definition. And that before you pick up the camera and go out photographing, before you fire up the computer and start working on your digital images or head to the darkroom, the first step is to figure out how you want to define success at this particular phase of your creative endeavors, so that you can pursue it with vigor, with commitment, and with a tangible measurement that provides feedback, a score, if you will, for how you're progressing in your creative endeavors.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.